Yeah. Hey, we just kind of Steve jumped in, and we just kind of jumped over to HF and the mobile in general instead of the X086. Greg jumped out. He wanted to get his day going, which I have to do here too as well. And you're getting close to your destination, so it all works out. But yeah, just HF in general, I love, and ICOM specifically. I've kind of become an ICOM fanboy. Their new, to me, their new form factor and their new manual of arms is just for me perfect. I just love the way their radios operated. They're very intuitive. I love the way they've integrated controls and touch screens, and I believe that they're going to try to bring that modern ICOM manual of arms to their flagship mobile rig. Is my gut feeling what they would what that's what makes sense. The 7100 is from actually the 7100 was weird because it never really like fit in with the rest of their products. Maybe a little, but the 7000, well, yeah, I don't know if that's always the case, but I think right now, they've got a very kind of specific kind of look, feel, and in operation. And I think they're just trying to bring that to their 100-watt mobile all mode shack in a box. So that's why I'm excited about that, because I'm all in on that as well. So there you go. All right, well, I'm babbling here. I'm going to get going. 7:30, so time to start producing. And we'll listen out. Steve, go ahead, put a cap on it. W8FU.